right, so AJ is off doing some AJ type shit, but you know, we are here. Welcome to Mint Curtis and Catering Podcast. This is your man's Aunt P. Gabby right there, what's going on?
What it do?
And of course we have our union brethren, Nelson's in the building, the Puerto Rican Rob Van Dam. What's the deal, brother?
What's good, y'all? Thank y'all for having me. I'm honored. I'm appreciative. You know, y'all let a lot of people on here. So I'm glad, even though we talk every day, I'm honored to be on here.
Don't be leaking our secrets. Don't be leaking.
Hey, nah, you know, I got to tell people, like, hey, this is like, you know.
This is just us recording the group chat. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, pretty much what it
pretty much, yeah.
That's pretty much what a podcast is anyway, man. We're just recording the group chat anyway, so. Nah, man. So, you know, you taking the place of AJ today and shit, man. Like I said, he's out there doing some AJ shit. Ain't no telling what kind of AJ shit he's doing, but he's doing some AJ shit. You know, so we here. But
I do have a question. If you do GTA missions, what are AJ's missions? Is that like Saints Row or something?
Nah, I'm going to say with him is probably... a little too serious. Probably some Call of Duty type shit, man, or something like that. Probably doing some Call of Duty missions or something, man. I don't know. You know what? 2K missions.
I was going to say, that 2K. Nigga is playing 2K right now.
Yeah, at the park.
Yeah, probably at the park. Yeah, any 2K game you want to throw out there, that's AJ.
Not for sure.
Yeah, man. So, I'm going to start off like this. How's everybody doing, man? What's going on?
Guess ladies first.
Oh, me first? I'm guess first. No, ladies first. Okay. Come on.
I guess.
She ain't want to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm alive and shit. That's cool.
That's what's up?
You know, sometimes it's just one day at a time.
Nelson, what's going on, man?
I'm good. It's been a week. It's been a week. I feel like this felt like 2 weeks in one.
Man,
but
who you telling?
Usually when you record, it feels like all the weight's been lifted and you just got to laugh to forget about the week. So we recorded this week, and that was really good. That really helped us out. So that was a fun episode. But otherwise, man, you know, everything is good. Trying to debate if I could go to Philly or not. I'm kind of leaning toward it. So
I mean, even if you just go to Philly for going to Philly, like, and just have fun.
Yeah, it works because Winston, y'all know Winston. Winston's an hour and a half from me, but he's on the way up. So. Mm-hmm. And we hang out all the time, so it will be, you know, I have an extra driver pretty much if I want to go up. So I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to make sure logistics are good, you know. But I'm leaning toward it, I'm not going to lie. So,
I mean, it'd be a hell of an experience for sure, man. It'd definitely be a hell of an experience just to witness that shit. Just even with the SummerSlam shit, when we went to SummerSlam, that shit was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the Mania is its own beast. So, like, I always encourage people to go to Mania. After my experience, like, you have to do it at least once.
Yeah, I'm considering. And I mean, I've been to Philly so many times because, like, when I lived in New York, I mean, I could fucking hop, skip, and jump to Philly. It's an hour, maybe 15-minute drive.
Yep.
Because, like, New Yorkers, we like to go to Philly and go get cheesesteaks and drive back. Like, that's like a day trip for us.
No, like, legit, in Baltimore, it's we've done the same thing in Baltimore. Like, it's 2 hours. Like, what you doing? Like, we're on to Philly? All right, we out.
It's like 10. Like, ah, we'll get it. We can get there. We're like 12, 1, go to Ishka Bibbles.
Yep.
Go you run around
back by 3. We good. Like, it's good.
Get back. Yeah. So it's like that for me. So I'm considering going to Philly. Hopefully, if I can't, you know, logistics, everything works out. So,
hey, man, shit. Yeah. Make that shit happen, man. Go out there with brother man Winston. You know what I'm saying? Soul brother number one. That's what I'm going to call that nigga from now on.
Soul brother number one. Yo, Winston is a fucking. Listen, man. I love Winston, man. Winston is a character, bro. Like,
definitely.
Being that Larry's on break, I couldn't have had somebody else. You know, Youngin', like last, you know, this episode, we had everybody together, which was cool. But, you know, Youngin' was there, shot the Youngin'. But Winston, man, Winston is, bruh. Winston be out here crying with his damn artwork on these episodes now. I don't know. He, like, took the reins, and now he sent it to me, like, an hour before. And I'm like, yeah, you got it, bruh. Like,
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that fire fantasy, that shit was crazy.
Then he photoshopping me on fucking Silver Surfer's head. Like, he goes crazy with the Photoshop. I'm like, yeah,
I mean,
whatever.
Let him
you got all creative
fun,
direction.
Man.
No, I love it. I let him have the fun, man. But hey, it amazes me. It's
what
just
he
amazing.
Comes up with, for sure.
Yeah.
I just fuck with Canva Pro, man. I use Canva Pro. I make all my shit off of there. You know what I'm saying? I use some AI generator shit. I'll just be fucking niggas up, man. They be like, damn, how you do that? My nigga, it's easy.
No, so, for sure.
Man, so my week. You know that picture of Klay Thompson when he was sitting down smiling and he had the weak ass stats? Yeah. That was my week. That was my week, man. Like all I could do was just smile at this shit, man. It was crazy, man. It was definitely a long ass week. I was just tired, man. Just coming home from work, man. Be hurt. Sit back, play Final Fantasy, smoke some pot, as a white man would say. Wow. So
this man all right, says, smoke some pot.
Dial it back.
No,
yeah,
no. Matt Nelson. Riddle. Don Nelson
smoked some pot.
The original pothead right there, Don Nelson.
This man said, I smoked some reefer.
Yeah, man. I was been chilling on that shit, man. And then really, man, just been trying to stay out the fucking way. That's it. So sound
like a good week to me.
Right.
Hey, like I said, man, them Klay Thompson numbers told the story right there, man. But I'm gonna smile through all this bullshit. That's all I can do. But yeah, man. So we got some news, man. We got a lot of news.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
I knew it. I love when he does that.
Where are we starting?
This was an interesting week.
Let's start with something positive. We have three entries that have been announced for the Hall of Fame.
For sure.
We have Paul Heyman. Mm-hmm. I don't want to fuck up her name.
Bull Nakano.
And Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda.
Mm-hmm. US mm-hmm. Express.
How do y'all feel about that?
I mean, I'm always here for Paul Heyman getting his spot. Yeah. I think it makes sense for him to get him in Philly. To my understanding, he's turned him down before. So this just makes sense. I guess I'm curious to who's going to induct him.
That's the biggest question right there. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest question right there. I don't know who's going to induct him, to be honest with you. Somebody threw two names out there. It'd make all the sense in the world for Roman to induct him.
Yeah, true. But I feel like that's just too easy.
It's too cliche. But then again, like Roman being at the just for a ratings thing. Just to have Roman there, come out there with that tribal chief shit. Then he put the lay over Paul.
I just feel like it's way too easy. I just feel like there's other options that, like, number one makes sense. And I'm not saying Roman doesn't make sense, but like I just feel like it's just opportunity for if you're gonna show Paul Heyman some love, show Paul Heyman some love. And like, yes, he has done great things with the Bloodline. Like, we're not discrediting that, but like, go back to his roots and like bring one of his OGs to induct him.
Not Tommy Dreamer though, please. No.
Oh,
no.
Y'all know I hate him, so we're not about to get that.
No. Tommy Dreamer to her is how Shane Douglas is to me. Fucking hate him.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Like that's just MJF in 2024. He's just swagless Shane Douglas.
You know what? Nah, we gonna give him.
Listen.
We're gonna give him Dean Malenko with charisma.
To be
That's disrespect. That's disrespectful to Dean Malenko.
It is.
I actually like watching Dean Malenko wrestle. That's the issue here. I don't like watching him
boring as fuck right now without MJF. So like, I'm not the biggest MJF girl, but like, God. I cannot lie to you. They need him because like, I am bored. But we'll get there later.
We'll get there later.
But yeah. Anyway, back to inducting Paul Heyman.
who you thinking like should induct him? You know what? I'm gonna throw a wild ass name out there.
All right, you want to throw out? I'm gonna save that one for you. I mean, RVD.
Okay.
There are numerous people from ECW. I mean, at this point, you could have fucking Bully induct them. Honestly,
yeah. Jury induct them for all we care.
Now go ahead and throw out your wild card.
Oh, Sandman. I need that chaos. I need Sandman.
Oh, that's not who I thought you were going with. That. Okay.
Who you thought I was gonna say? Brock Lesnar.
No, that we don't speak his name, so go back redacted. And edit that out.
You can't talk about Bork.
Oh, Bork.
I thought you were gonna say Jim Cornette because we talked about that in the group chat.
I thought about that, man, but I was hearing rumors that Jim Cornette might be getting inducted his damn self. So that's a possibility. That's a possibility. But nah, man, I think Sandman, dude. I think if Sandman do it, that shit will be hilarious. Just have him come out there, no suit on, nothing like that. Wear a Zubaz pants on, have a t-shirt.
Kendo stick and a Budweiser in his hand.
Right, and he shows up off the couch, straight off the couch.
But he has to come out there to his WWE theme, that nasty-ass theme he had, man.
Oh, God. They're going to call him Hack.
get hardcore. Oh no, don't do
that. Oh god,
don't do that.
I think it'd be Rob. It could be. I mean, I don't know. Raven's relationship could be Raven too. That'd be cool. Also, I mean, it's Philly though, so I think that's the perfect place to induct Paul in.
Right.
I mean, it's right up the like literally the ECW arena is down the block from the stadium.
Hammerstein Ballroom, yeah. You know, just
not whoever ECW, it is. ECW arena.
Oh, ECW arena, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's literally all the Philly arenas are like next right to each there. Other. It's like yep. Spectrum, City, not City Field, wow. Citizens Bank Park, almost called it Veteran Stadium, Wells Fargo, Lincoln, and then like a little bit down the block is, well, they what they call it now? The 2300 arena, whatever it's called?
Sounds stupid, yeah.
I just call it the bingo hole. It's the ECW arena, so. But yeah, it's right there.
All
right.
So yeah, it's looking like that. Mike Rotunda and Barry Windham. Honestly, I don't know who's gonna induct them. I don't.
That was my next question. I don't know who makes sense to induct them.
Only one name I could think of. Bo Dallas.
Bo.
I was gonna say Bo, worst case scenario. I mean, it's gonna be an emotional situation, so you might as well just like get us all the way in our fields and have Bo do it.
Yeah, yeah,
I think Bo would make the best sense.
And Bull Nakano,
Bull, that's hard because
that's a hard one. That's a definitely hard one
because there's nobody like, in that generation who's still like working.
They're the forgotten generation of women, let's be honest. It was her, Luna, and someone else Medusa. I can't think of right now. Yes, who, yes. They're just the forgotten generation of women.
Maybe Medusa.
To be fair, if you really want to think about it, Beth Phoenix always paints her face that way and gives props to them. So I think if anyone, Beth Phoenix.
I can see Beth doing that shit. I hope they ain't gonna be petty because you know the Cult Man is over there in I called him Cult Man. The Cult Man is over there in AEW right now.
It's possible, but I mean, they kept her in the game, so they obviously.
Yeah, I think it could be Beth because I'm like really trying to think. It's like
Beth is the only Medusa. One, unless you got Natty for the sake of nostalgia. But even then, Natty doesn't
makes sense.
Pay homage to them. Whereas Beth Phoenix, if you look at all of her. Her gear, her makeup, whenever she has her moment, she always like gives props to Luna and her. So I think if you want to like make sense of it, sure. Natty doesn't make sense to me other than she's just an OG.
Natty just come out there, that shit.
Natty's trying to get her
own fans popping.
Natty's like that senior employee who's just there to, she's just working until her pension kicks in. So like you have to, employee.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like,
pretty fucking much, yes.
That's what
So here are some names that I was hearing that's rumors that might be getting inducted. You know, I heard like last year Bray Wyatt might get inducted this year.
It doesn't make any sense if they would have announced him with his daddy.
True, but I don't know. They moving kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? But there's another story in that too of probably why they're moving kind of weird, but we'll get on that in a minute. So I'm hearing Bray Wyatt, Jim Cornette. One of my favorite ones, Haku. They might induct Haku.
that would be hard.
Oh man, I hope they induct him. I hope they induct him. It makes sense though, because it makes sense though why they might induct him, and you know why. And there's another name I'm hearing right now too, Leah Maivia. And who is Leah Maivia? You think?
The Rock.
The Rock's mother. And what we're gonna do here with this shit is, guess what? There is a story that came out in Fightful that said The Rock has some big input on this year's WWE Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga Rock is becoming a menace in WWE right now.
Like, we're at the segment now where we don't like The Rock. Let's go. All right.
He's becoming a menace right now. I don't know what the fuck going on, man. This man's cutting 10-minute promos on Twitter and Instagram and shit every week. This man is his man has made himself the focal point for the Roman and Cody Rhodes feud build up for WrestleMania. Apparently, shout out to WrestleVotes have said that there is possibility that The Rock is going to do a rock concert in Memphis, Tennessee.
Don't ask any of this shit, bro.
I don't know what is going.
Why is he all up in the videos? Like why?
Because
why? What?
Don't ask for this.
Listen, I hate when like you're the people you idolize or like the people you're fans of just they do. I don't want to say, you know, I'm gonna say dickhead shit. Pardon me. You can edit that if you want, but they do that, and then you're like, yo, like I've appreciated you for the last 20 years. Why are you doing? Why are you making me hate you right now? Like, bro,
because you know what I'm saying? It's okay. The Rock got just, the Rock got to be the focal point of everything, man. You know you gonna come out there.
Come on, man.
Goosebumps.
Bruh. Who do you think is Fat Joe? Goosebumps. Goosebumps. Oh, come on, man.
But I don't think you wearing a Versace. That nigga came out there with a tank top and cowboy hat on and shit with some boots and everything, man. Brother. So I don't know, man. But dog, the goosebumps shit is just this shit here. That shit is funny as hell.
He feeling the ink where he wrote his promos, so he knows where it's at.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh. God damn it, Nelson.
It's like Braille. It's like, oh man.
So we're dealing with that right now.
Unfortunately,
it's kind of, it definitely is ruining the build up for Roman. And it, like Roman haven't even cut a promo on Cody. It's been a Rock this whole goddamn time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then Seth Rollins, he had to suffer a succotash moment. You know what I'm talking about, too. That's why you laughing, because you know what I'm talking about.
I wish I didn't know what you were talking about, but
man, we'll say that for later, man. But yeah, it's just, man.
Yeah, the stain is just everywhere. Now everybody doing like these hee-hee, ha-ha, pee-pee jokes. I'm like, bro, that's not what y'all do. This is not your style. Why are you all doing this?
Man. I don't know.
Jewish start tweeting at each other like they pink pill podcast and stuff. It's very strange. I don't like it.
It's crazy.
Why y'all talking to each other like that?
And then the merch they've been releasing and shit, man, has been next.
The worst. It's giving AEW. Graphic design is my passion. Like, it's giving
graphic design.
Like, graphic design is my passion, is what it's giving right now. Like, it's just no effort, no energy, just
I got a printer in my basement. We about to go. I haven't used this.
It's giving graphic design is my passion.
Hey, you got a white t-shirt? Let's see if this works. All right, here.
No, you got to put on a black t-shirt. AEW only does everything on a black t-shirt. Oh, but yes, geez. Like, it's just giving like Microsoft Paint. Like, it's giving.
Oh man,
my toddler could have done it. Like, I'm just confused.
Yeah, so that's terrible. Let's get into some other news here. I just seen it scrolling around. Let me pull it up here. Damn it, where the fuck is that shit at? I just fucking had it. We go with this. Matt Hardy's AEW contract about to expire soon.
No one gives a fuck. Let it expire. Next piece of business.
Hey, listen.
I just wanted you to say that shit.
No, I'm glad.
You knew how to trigger me.
I'm glad you said that, because another one. Like, you just put this, you know what? It's actually, art imitates life. Because Matt walks like he has to boo-boo on himself every time. And he literally just boo-boos on himself.
He can barely get down the fucking ramp. But meanwhile, he wants to put himself in matches with Kenny Omega. Okay.
Right. Like, we saw you
and
catch
his wife
CT.
Ruined his career, too.
Yeah, she definitely did. She definitely did.
No, this is a show. You're I go say it. I'm not gonna say it. Anyways,
it's fine. I'll say it. wife ruined his career too, popping off on everybody and her little meltdowns and stuff. Like, yo, I think like he's just not.
Hey, look,
let it expire, bro.
When he went back to WWE, nigga, her mouth was zipped tight. Like, bitch, don't say shit.
And she fucking didn't.
As a Puerto Rican man. Puerto Rican women are very dangerous.
You gotta
be smart.
I know.
So I'm just leaving it at that. But with Matt. No.
I understand what you're saying.
Retire.
Okay? I understand. Retire. But like,
he's going to retire because, you know.
They're not going to renew his contract. I mean, at this point, TK needs to cut the fat off of his bottom line. And let's, like, re-signing Matt Hardy for $20 an hour. Like, I'm straight. He needs to go raise his kids. He got a bunch of them.
We saw you. We saw you hit your head on concrete and turn purple. I don't want to see that again.
No.
And then you further embarrass yourself week by week.
He'll be a lot safer in WWE. He'll be a lot safer
because he's not going to wrestle. They're going to sign him. Like, that's why he's safer, because they're not. Who's he going to wrestle in WWE right now?
They're going to send his ass down to wrestle Baron Corbin at NXT, probably.
Oh, no, God, please, I don't want to see him do that. Like, keep him away from the new baby.
I don't want him wrestling at all.
Hold on. Corbin, a new baby? Cause I thought,
no, Corbin's not, but keep him away from NXT. Keep him away from the babies, nah, please. Keep him away from
the difference between Matt Hardy and Baron Corbin is Corbin is very safe.
Yeah, Corbin's
like Matt Hardy. You gotta train him. Like, brother, we are not throwing you off forklifts and giving you CTE. You need to go back to. You can't even go back to 2000. We don't even do 2000 no more.
I'm gonna tell you what the future of Matt Hardy is gonna be. Impact Wrestling.
Perfect.
He's gonna replace. He's gonna replace. He's
I don't watch that Tommy. Shit. No way. That's
he's going to replace Tommy Dreamer. They got a fire ass card tonight, though. They got a fire card.
Sure, I'm sure they do. I would not know.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Josh Alexander versus Hammerstone. You know what I'm saying? Nick Nemeth versus Steve Macklin. They got a fire ass card right now. So, cool. But anyway, God damn.
Cool.
Yeah.
No. One day.
She said,
one day.
You said Nick Nemeth. She said no.
No. They called him
Gabby. Who?
Gabby, we are going to watch a TNA pay-per-view together.
I tried.
No, we're going to do that. We're going to do a watch-along.
Are we going to do a watch-along on Patreon?
Yes, we're going to do a watch-along on Patreon. We're going to watch that. So we're going to do that shit. You're going to be there, and we're going to watch that.
That's y'all speak. You and Winston got to do a TNA pay-per-view, for sure.
Oh, man, we want to do a TNA deep dive into some shit, man. But that'll be
you need Marcel for that, too. Marcel loves TNA.
Man, that shit would be hilarious, man. But we got to finish it. Me and Winston got to finish our story, though, man. We got a story.
I have a story I got to finish. That's true.
Yeah. Next set of news here. Redacted has been excommunicated. Redacted is not coming back to the company. TKO and Endeavor exec Mark Shapiro affirms. You know what I'm saying? At their former ball sales, another former
I don't even know why they felt the need to announce that. I mean, I feel like it was obvious at this point. This last round of mayhem, I feel like wrote just gone ahead and sealed it for
but
him.
But you know, as a CEO and all this other shit, man, executive and everything, you got to come out there and make that statements, man. But, you know, good for that motherfucker. Fuck him.
Moving on.
All right, y'all ready to left AEW?
Let's go. Where do we start?
Okay, so I'm going to start with this.
No, start with the good. Start with Sting.
Sting retirement, you're
right. We're going to start with the good, Sting and then retirement. We're going
to
just, like,
trickle off. Hey, man, shout out to his sons, too, man.
Listen. Yeah.
Shout out to his sons.
They big as hell.
Surfer Sting said, this is my fucking moment. I'm going for it.
Hey, man, look. Shout out to him, too, because he plays Destiny 2. He's a streamer for Destiny 2. Yeah, he had the whole thing. So he actually took a break off of that to get himself in shape and go out there and do his damn thing. That was fire.
That was very. That was a wholesome thing. I enjoyed watching. You know, because they're mad big too. I was like, damn, they big as hell.
They both play football. Yeah, in college.
It's just still wild. Like, we're watching Sting with kids, considering
that are grown men that have children
that pay taxes.
Yeah, man. Right? These motherfuckers go to grocery stores and go grocery shopping and shit, man. That's crazy, dog. Yeah.
But so, they went out, they look just like their daddy too. Good God.
Yeah, they got the jeans.
They are their daddy's son, like 100%.
He can't deny them for shit.
The funniest thing was a tweet where somebody mentioned where they bumped into a son like at Disney World. Have you seen that tweet?
Ian Riccavani.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, so he tweeted and said, my bad, bro. I got excited when I was like 6 or 7 at Disney World. I saw your dad. I knocked you over. My bad.
And then his son was like, yeah, I got in trouble because I pulled on Goofy's tail. So he's like, it's all good. Don't worry about it. I was like, oh, man.
And one thing I do appreciate with TNA, well, not TNA, AEW did, they put Sting over.
Yeah,
they put him over. Like, yeah, so Sting was like, look, I'll let them beat me. You know, that's the old school way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You let the person beat you and shit. Yeah. This nigga got a Stanley Cup. Oh,
leave
shit.
On your back. There ain't no too. Damn Stanley Cup.
No, she got a Stanley Cup. I just seen that shit. She got a green one and shit, man.
Mind your business.
No, man. Who'd you have to fight at Target for that Stanley Cup? You was good?
Yo, so I got it at Nordstrom.
Oh.
First off.
Nordstrom? What the?
No, you know who sells them? Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
I seen like
you
two.
Find low-key
I saw two whole things. I'm like, nobody's fighting for these right now.
The limited edition ones.
Like, that Target one was limited edition. She got the limited edition Nordstrom one, don't you?
It's regular as fuck. Like, you can probably go on Nordstrom right now and find it. Like, it's nothing special about it. It's just a green.
Nah, they had the whole color. They had the whole... It was like, you know that Wu-Tang skit? Like, boom, I had the blue with the cream. The cream color, boom. That was the Dick's Sporting Goods stand. It had, like, blue, tan, all that. Like,
you just gotta look. You gotta look. Like, it's like... When you go to the random spot to buy the J, and nobody knows about it. Like, you gotta go to, like, you can't just go to, like, Foot Locker and call it, like, you know what I mean?
Man,
like,
I had to text her and ask, like, what is the fucking, like,
hype about it?
Thing about these goddamn cups, man? Oh, I had to ask about that shit. Like, I asked a bunch of women about this shit, and they all told me the same shit that she told me. Like, that's crazy. But, yeah, so, you know, Sting won the match. Darby Allin killed himself. Of course, doing some dumb shit.
The one thing we can say about Sting, too, is that his sons came out and said, yes, my daddy was a professional wrestler, and he was on the road, but he never missed a beat. He was at every spring concert. He was at every track meet. He was at every football game. Like, he came off the road and went back to being a dad. Whereas, you know, you have Hawk, who's like, I miss every fucking thing. Rick, I miss every fucking thing. Billy Gunn, I miss most of the shit. His sons gave him credit and was like, no, let's clear this up right now. My dad was at everything important to me. Never missed a beat.
You know, shout out to Sting, man. Very, very commendable guy right there. Mm-hmm. Shout out to a Hall of Fame career that he had. I mean, in two Hall of Fames. He in TNA Hall of Fame and he in WWE Hall of Fame. Yeah, shout out to that man. You know what I'm saying?
He'll probably be AEW's first inductee, honestly.
Oh, you know he is.
Whenever they decide to make that route, he'll definitely be their first one.
Hey man, look, they got a lot of bullshit going on over there right now, so I don't know.
For QT Marshall,
they gotta make it.
For QT Marshall, that whole thing.
We're getting there.
QT Marshall.
A Steel.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you who they're gonna put that chair A Steel through in the Hall of Fame. That's what they're gonna put in there.
Nah, they gonna put that cop in the Hall of Fame.
All right, man. So let's get into the book.
Let me stop laughing, bro. Shout out to Sting. Shout out to Sting. I'm wearing the shirt, Sting. I'm leading with love. But let's get to the bullshit. Man, look,
I would throw this on right now, but it's gonna hurt my face. I don't want to do that. So All right, let's get to it, man. So the bullshit. I shouldn't say this is bullshit, but it was bullshit how they presented it. Okada. I'm not even about to pronounce that first name. Okada has debuted for AEW.
Pretty lacklusterly.
He can't, you know what I'm saying? Eddie, I don't know what the fuck was going on, but we'll
the
break
minute
it down.
I saw that bullshit suit, I was like, I know where this shit's going.
So look, this is what happened.
Don't be laughing at me over there. I'm
thinking of the suit because he had on like this Jim Carrey.
The minute I saw that fuck ass suit, right, I was like, I know. Right.
He got that suit from Express, man. It's a very generic ass suit.
He was dressed like Powerline. What the fuck was he wearing, bro? I looked at the screen. I'm like, then he's shaking hands with both hands. I'm like, nah, like, bro, you was better off coming out as Green Arrow from TNA.
I'm gonna tell you what they're gonna do with Okada. They're gonna make Okada goofy as fuck. That's what they're gonna do. They're gonna make him very fucking goofy. Like, you could tell right there, like, you know, because Eddie Kingston got involved with the Young Bucks. They were cutting their promo and shit. And I don't know if anybody gives a fuck, but Hangman has been suspended.
Yeah, they said that he had some family stuff going on and that he needed to take some time off. I said nothing bad. It's just he needed time off.
Yeah, so, you know, they suspended him and Kenny Omega has been fired from the Elite and has been replaced with Okada after Okada hit the ugliest rainmaker ever because Eddie Kingston didn't know how to sell that shit. And yes, Okada's not part of the Elite.
I don't know. I don't know what this is. I just find it hilarious how they paid all this money for a guy who lives on the other side of the world for a week.
Well, okay, so we,
by week television.
Okay, so we're gonna get on.
We're gonna get to pocket watching real quick. But wrestling wise, that was dumb. Like I said, he was in this damn Powerline suit. And it just didn't make any sense. It's like, oh, so he's just the exact I don't know what they're doing, honestly. I think the Young Bucks have done more harm to wrestling than good. That's just me.
Oh man, whenever they get on screen, they, that negative 10 pop up like, oh yeah,
boy,
yeah.
What?
Man, oh god damn, man.
The Young Bucks popped up on my TV screen, and they popped up, and while I was actually trying to watch that, I would be like, oh, let me text another person.
You can add another person to that one. The person that wants to win the title for the culture, Swerve Strickland, because them numbers dropped like after he cut his promo.
Yeah, them numbers swerved.
Yeah, he definitely. I don't know, man, but so that happened, and you know, Will Ospreay was here. All he had his match and everything, and
I'm sorry.
And he's on his way back to the crib.
He said, he did a 2-hour shift. They said, damn, I worked the full 8 hours. I'm going back to England. See ya. He said, oh, man, what a tour. I'm like, brother, you wrestled.
All right, so here's a couple of things on the – here's a couple of things on the Okada news. Okada has signed for ¥1 billion, which amounts to $13.9 million. So he's be getting paid $4 million a year for 3 years. And apparently he's about to move his family over to the country. He's going to live in United States. So he's going to be a full time, and he's going to move over here. Now, how they're going to book him?
That's my next.
They already fucked it up because they just put him with the Young Bucks. So he's pretty much their lackey now. So
that's crazy.
That's who'd have thought?
You getting paid Roman Reigns money to be a Dodger.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta pay Roman Reigns money to be a weed carrier. Like, that's crazy.
Hey, Tony Khan. Hey, man, look, bro. With Tony Khan throwing that money out there, people gonna be going crazy for that shit. Like, hey, yeah, hell yeah. Let's do that shit. Let's do that. So, with that, I got some crazy ass news for you. Their numbers. You know, the numbers came out.
Forbes article.
Man, Forbes article, the numbers from Dynamite. They did 7,700.
You mean 770? I mean 7,000 might be accurate. It was like 779 or something like that.
700,070. Yeah, it was low ass numbers. They dropped from last week.
779K. Yeah.
They dropped from last week, and they had a big debut. The fuck is going on here?
I think he's banking on people crying. People are going to pay the money to see Benz. People are going to pay the money to see Okada. People are going to pay the money to see Ospreay. And it's going to get his numbers back up. That's what I'm thinking. It's the only thing that makes sense.
But them tickets.
Nobody tuned in for the main event with Will Ospreay.
I have something to say about that. So first of all, I know we're talking about Wednesday, but I want to go back to, what was it, Sunday when that pay-per-view happened? First of all, match, shout out to Sting, I will say. But otherwise, Darby Allin, what the hell? And everything else around it, it didn't make sense. But Sting won. That's cool. Shout out to Sting. I find it ironic that they pay money for overruns on Wednesday nights, but when your premier wrestler is retiring, you cut him.
Mid-speed.
Make it make sense. So that made no sense. What made even less sense on top of that is you have Will Ospreay wins. He went against, what was it, Takeshita, right? Yeah, he went against Takeshita.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He wins, whatever, cool. It was a good match. You know, I'm not like 8 stars Dave Meltzer, but it was a good match. And then Kyle Fletcher goes and hugs him, and then they're like, yeah, they're wrestling on Wednesday. Huh? What? I'm like, wait, who's Kyle Fletcher? I'm like, ain't that, like, I don't even know what Kyle Fletcher looked like, but I assume he's a white man, so I'm like, oh.
Kyle Fletcher got some of the worst haircuts I've seen in my life.
He looked crazy. He looks crazy.
He looked like an Aussie, nigga. Like, he looked like one, man.
He looked like a Power Rangers villain. I hate his haircuts. I just saw him for the first time on Sunday. So I'm like, they're wrestling each other and they're hugging each other. Like, granted, everything doesn't have to be kayfabe. I understand that.
It doesn't, but like, also make it make sense.
And then I didn't watch.
You could have hugged that nigga behind the curtain.
You could have hugged him after Wednesday. Oh, great match.
He did hug him at the Wednesday.
Oh,
he
oh
hug
man. Him at the Wednesday. He so did, two hugs, yeah. That's kind of crazy. But yeah, that was egregious. So look, but go ahead.
Will Ospreay is a phenomenal wrestler. Phenomenal wrestler. Mm-hmm. When that match came on, it went from 747 to 654. That was a 12% drop. Nobody cared about that main event. Nobody cared about that main event. So I'm going to tell you this right here.
654.
And this is what somebody told me. They called Will Ospreay the bloke Evan Bourne.
Joe.
It took a minute.
Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry, Nelson. I'm sorry.
We lost him.
We lost him.
He'll come back soon.
No, we definitely lost Nelson. He just road man Roderick Strong?
Yes, pretty much.
Man. Evan Bourne from the ends, huh?
Yeah, man. So we'll see what happens with there. You know, we know Benz is coming next week. Big business. All
which
this
is
shit.
Her interview was hilarious. So
speaking of that,
the biggest surprise in all of wrestling.
Man, so she pretty much just admitted that she's there for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. Oh no, I just got an email. I ain't get my credentials approved for WrestleMania. God damn it. It's all good. Damn. At least they emailed me back so they notice who the fuck we are. All right, so Mercedes did an interview with that one weird guy that was on the bump. That one weird nigga. Whatever the fuck.
I don't know. I saw the interview.
Basically, she said, like, I know I'm going to be back there one day, so it's not over.
But like I said in the group chat, she's not that great of an actress, no shade. So I feel like her tears when you talked about WWE was real. So like I genuinely feel like there's emotion behind it. But like you said, he offered me a bag that I literally could not deny. So I'm gonna take it. But like I'm gonna go back home.
She's getting Okada money from what I'm hearing. So
ain't wrestled a match yet and already said nah, I ain't all saying. Right.
I'm a
Nelson, what you gotta say though?
I'm trying to be nice.
What you got, man?
But I refuse I ain't gonna be nice. You know what? I liked Mercedes for a while. I was like, she could wrestle. But then it's like everybody just passed her by. I mean, Charlotte was already ahead, so Charlotte already passed her. But
man, Charlotte's a fucking machine.
Charlotte is the Terminator. But
she's that female Terminator in the Terminator 3.
She's that's Sarah Connor. She
Yeah, man.
She is literally Sarah Connor as a wrestler.
I just don't understand. I don't understand.
Bailey stopped hugging people, lapped her around. Becky Lynch was dressed like she was in the Triple X movies with Vin Diesel and was boring, doing arm holds for 30 minutes straight. And I ain't understand it. I'm not going to lie. I was not the biggest fan of Becky Lynch at first. But what Becky Lynch has done in the last 5 to 6 years, I would say, maybe seven, I even say seven, is phenomenal. And while they all went up, Sasha Banks, she can't, I'm not gonna lie, her promos are not good.
Mm-hmm.
She could be better as a wrestler. As great as she has some good matches, I don't like. You know what? She caused more damage than good to what she did. All you had to do was lay down to Bianca. You chose not to do that. And Becky Lynch took all that heat from that. Becky Lynch took all that heat from that. Look what Becky Lynch has done. That could have been you. All you had to do was take the job, but you pulled a Terry. Oh, that's a no for me, sister. Then you go to do New Japan. They put you in the Cow Palace. You can't even sell out the Cow Palace. Gabby, she couldn't even sell out the Cow Palace. The Cow Palace. Not even like the Los Angeles Convention Center down the block from Staples. The Cow Palace. She couldn't.
I'm gonna just say this much.
And the Cow Palace.
Finish it up. Finish it
up.
You
know how much the Cow Palace. Like, that's crazy. And then you had a they put Willow there.
That's the Palace episode. The Cow Palace.
The Cow Palace.
Just so we're clear. Just so we're clear. Go on. Write that down, please.
Like, that arena has history. They put you there, mm-hmm. and you couldn't even sell it out. You won that title, and you could hear an ant fart in the arena after she won. Nobody cared. Then Willow, you got hurt. She broke an ankle, whatever happened. Willow gets the title. Poor Willow got to deal with the heat now. Why is it every time that something's good for you or something you could do something that can help other people out, somebody else got to take the heat for it?
I mean, to be fair, it was a freak accident.
I mean, like, yeah, but it's a.
I see what you're saying. It's lining up a little.
The dots are getting connected too much. I don't know if my kufi's on right now, but it's just everything is.
I'm gonna say you got your.
Yeah, it's just making too much sense. Bianca, she ain't want to lay down Bianca. This Willow thing, that was unfortunate, but then Willow has to win the title, and then, like, what happened to that? She was supposed to go against Julia. Julia about to leave. I mean, Sasha just... The fall from grace Sasha Banks had should be studied, because it is... I don't even...
And then you look at all the other horsewomen, too. Yeah. So like, man.
Like, you know, that Naomi thing, everybody was trying to... You know, everybody cared for Sasha. Nobody cared that Naomi did what she was supposed to do.
Naomi rebounded from that shit.
Impeccably.
That shit for sure.
She said, you know what? I'm going to go to TNA, wrestle for a year. They got a great women's division. I was so happy she didn't go to AEW.
They do.
I was so happy.
Same. I think she wanted to, and then she got there and was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, because she did. She did go to.
No, they tried to put her in Ring of Honor.
Yeah,
and she said, "Fuck that." No,
Athena, she was like, "Oh, girl, no."
Oh God, that's another discussion. We'd have a 2-hour episode about that with this guy. But anyways, Ring of Honor. Nah, she went to TNA, wrestled some great women, great undefeated. Company, went undefeated, and
until it was time for her to go.
You know, mm-hmm. She stayed down. She hustled, and look at where she is.
She pulled the Cody. She went, got her stock up. Came back home.
And meanwhile, mm-hmm. you saying here.
So,
I don't mean, how many times has she wrestled in the past year since the injury?
Yeah, man, she getting the bag. She's getting that bag anyway, man. So,
I mean,
it is what it
but
is.
Yeah, but she's gonna be over there wrestling. Bro, Serena
Deeb.
And fucking Anna Jay.
Hey, definitely. Man, look. Hey, look, man.
Make it make sense.
Hey, man, look.
Oh, my
sometimes when you have an idiot-ass owner throw you all this money, man, just like, hey, look, I'll do it for 3 years. I'll come back. I'm still young, so I'll come back. I'll come to WWE. Let me just get this bag real quick. Can't turn that. That's,
I mean, it's true.
Offering her four.
But.
Like, if someone's going to write you that check, you just got to cash them up.
Yeah, it's just that's all it is. Just cash it. You know what I'm saying? And then she got to. I can't say that, but she has some other things going on. But yeah, man, just go get that money, like, run that shit. I'll take one person. Ain't happy about this shit right now. That's Britt Baker. Britt Baker is not happy right now.
I mean, you know what? You're right. If I had to take a check for $4.5 million and got a Russell Britt Baker,
You're gonna cash it, right?
I'm gonna stink it up on purpose.
You would cash it.
Exactly.
I mean, she just shitted on these niggas before she even, like, debuted into like, she immediately,
because
like,
she knows. He thought CM Punk was bad. Oh, Tony.
What he gonna do? Fire her? Oh, fucking K. Like, the check still clears. Fire me.
Yeah, she still got to get paid. So,
the check is gonna clear regardless. True. So, I might as well just stick it to him. She played you. And now. What did somebody say in the group chat earlier? Like, she'll be buried by SummerSlam.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You know,
but the check cleared.
We'll watch her wrestle Serena Deeb and Anna Jay.
And Anna Jay and fucking Tay Mello and fucking
Nyla Rose. Britt Baker.
Britt got to get back on TV first. So
that's also true.
But yeah, Britt Baker.
Yeah, I think Britt. Yeah, I don't know. Keep an eye on that Britt Baker situation. I think she might be done, bro.
Britt is going somewhere doing someone's like. Teeth, and that's fine, right? She makes a lot of money doing that, but
she might be better at that than wrestling.
But that's to happen.
Yeah.
who am I to judge? The check cleared regardless. Yeah, and that's my thing, right? The check's clear. So check clear. You make more money than I make a year. Athena. So I ain't gonna knock you too hard.
No, my bad. Oh, my fault. I'm sorry. Athena can't wrestle on Wednesdays. But you can put Kyle Fletcher on Wednesdays. No. But you can't. Athena can't wrestle anybody.
When is the last time a Ring of Honor title holder has actually been on fucking Ring of Honor?
Athena.
besides Athena. Everyone else can travel, but Athena can't. That's crazy. Like. But when is the last time that
How the fuck is Matt Taven not on there?
No, I got Matt a better question. Why the fuck is Matt Taven still wrestling?
Why the fuck is Matt Taven an ROH champion?
he's a what? Champion.
Yeah,
good night.
What's his face?
Mike Bennett.
They are the ROH tag team champions. Matt fucking Taven. Hey, look, man. Matt Taven held that fucking world championship for a long ass time. Matt
took it off lethal, and then immediately the stock went down because, like, he has personality of like a thumbtack. Like, it's just not there.
Who was going to pay money to come see Matt Taven?
And Mike Bennett.
He single-handedly like destroyed Ring of Honor. Let's be honest.
That's crazy. Yeah, I was like, I remember one time, I was like, who's the champion? And then I think Larry too was like, oh, it's like fucking Matt Taven. I'm like, who is Matt Taven? Like,
exactly.
Who is this guy?
But that goes to my point of Ring of Honor. Again, when is the last time, besides Athena, we're not talking about her, a Ring of Honor champion has been on fucking Ring of Honor?
Ain't Eddie Kingston the world champion? The Ring of Honor world champion? What the fuck? Yes. He hasn't been on there.
Yes, NJPW, the random Continental Championship from AEW.
They really just gave that man a bunch of bullshit ass titles. Like, here, nigga, here you go. Here, nigga, damn.
He said he a triple.
Literally what they said.
He a triple crown champion. I'm like, what titles are these? The New Japan one, okay. That's his childhood dream, and I let him live with it. But the other ones, I'm like, these funny money championships. What are these? Go get.
And then Roger Strong, the international championship, and he got that title. So
Roger Strong.
Yeah. So
Kyle came back and said, "Nigga, fuck this. I'm straight. Strong. I'm not joining this stable. I'm not joining."
So I got a question. I got a question for you both.
He doesn't understand what's happening right
now. I watch these things. I just get mystified. Like, how did we get here? I don't mind it. If there's a way we got here, you know what? Whether you're right or wrong.
If it makes sense, sure. But the problem is it never makes sense.
You know what it is?
Well, I'm glad Kyle O'Reilly's
AEW. You know what they should have called themselves? It should have been ADW, all Dream Match Wrestling, not all Elite Wrestling. This isn't Elite. You're just doing Dream Matches. This is all this is. You know nothing,
and it's burying him, and it's catching up to him.
Yeah, you seen that? Okada, you seen with that TikTok of when Okada debuted?
When no one's there, that one.
Oh man, yeah.
You seen the pan of that when he debuted?
And, like, and that's a prop. That's a big problem for that company. What the fuck are y'all like? Nigga, it should be all hands on deck right now. It's like, when you see that shit, like, you have no crowd in there. Nobody wanted to come see Collision.
But the problem is they want big arenas. They want to go in these big arenas. They want to go in these big arenas on some, like, yeah, we started doing this. And here's the part. This is what AEW should have done. And I'll get into it. I don't want to take too much of our time. But let me just say this. Why do you have three shows and you're here for how long? 3 years? Why? Mm-hmm. You should have had Dynamite.
Because they gave Punk the show.
But even before Punk, with Rampage, you should have had just Dynamite be the show. You maybe do 3 or 4 pay-per-views a year, and you stick with that. Right?
That was a fine formula. If the formula made sense. But now you're trying to do like 9 to 10 pay-per-views a year. Nigga, I'm not paying $50 a month.
9 pay-per-views.
Fucking watch that.
2 extra shows.
They need to figure some shit out with that. Because wrap that shit.
And then you're going to like these 10,000, 15,000 seat arenas when you don't even sell that much. You do it one time and that's it.
100%.
You do it one time
and that's it. 100%. Go to your. For your pay-per-view, sure. Go to the TD Garden. Absolutely. Not going to knock you for it. But, like, it's nothing wrong with wrestling out of a college arena. It's nothing wrong with wrestling out of these small places because Ring of Honor, again, I think I mentioned this on a show before, like, Ring of Honor used to be at University of Baltimore. That, yeah. Yes. And they would sell that bitch out every single time. And it made sense. Whenever you think of Ring of Honor and Baltimore wrestling, you think of UMBC, right? So, like, why did you leave UMBC to go to the Baltimore Arena and you had 80% of it tarped off when you were selling out UMBC? And UMBC made sense because, again, they've been doing it for so long. There was no traffic. You could leave that bitch clean, come in that bitch clean. Like, it just, it made sense.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why he has to continue doing these big arenas. Look how much he's paying these motherfuckers. Yeah.
He's losing money.
So
you got that's why Matt Hardy got to go.
That's why Matt Hardy got to go.
Low key, they need to get rid of
him. That's why Matt Hardy.
Low key, Jericho need to be released.
Both Matt, Jeff, and Jericho.
Jericho put his feelers out with WWE and some Hall of Fame shit, and WWE was like, no. So he was like, oh, fuck, right. I guess I gotta stay here. Yeah. But he tried, because he put his feelers out with some, like, language he was saying in interviews. And they were like,
they don't need him?
No.
Hey, what about, man, they were about to deal with
that. But to add on to that, like, you say UMBC for Baltimore. It's like New York. Why are you going to Arthur Ashe for it? The first time, cool. Right. But every year, because I know where it is. I get why they try to do it. It's the U.S. Open traffic. Mm-hmm. That's the end of the Mets season. So Citi Field is literally right next door to it. The train's all there. So
makes sense.
I get it. But you went the first time, you sold it out. Cool. The second time, they cut. I think they went down to 9,000. And then the last time, it was half of the first time. And then you're doing Forbidden Door in New York. And then this ain't even the New Japan one. You're doing it with CMLL. So you're not even, that's not even a...
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Allegedly.
Oh, I know that.
They're saying that this may be a... Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Like...
Well, if I was New Japan, I want to deal with the motherfuckers anyway. Nigga, logistics, look what
you did to us. You stole all of their talent.
That and made them look terrible. Logistics, this might work. Because as a New Yorker, the 7 train, a couple stops away, you buy Corona, you buy Jackson Heights. That's where all the CMLO people be at, respectfully. All the Ecuadorians, all the Colombians, all the Mexicans, the Salvadorians. Mm-hmm. Cool. 5 stops away, you could go watch some wrestling. And then Flushing is right there, and that's like a huge, you know, New Japan, cool. But you're going to the same place 4 times, and you're selling less, so stop going there. Go do Hammerstein Ballroom. Go do, what's the one in Queens? Go do the Knockdown Center. Even though it's a little out of the way, you could go do that. Go do this, that, and a third. But, like, you're doing all these big arenas, and you're tarping it off. You're not even selling half. Even in Charlotte, where I live, they did Bojangles and Ric Flair on January 6th. Nobody gave a shit. Like, go do a smaller,
look,
those 2,000, 3,000 seaters, maybe a 5,000, maybe a 8,000. Like, I think even Philly.
Ain't nothing wrong with doing a college campus, bro. Like, UMB, ain't nothing wrong with it, bro. Nothing wrong with it. Meanwhile, you tried to sell out, like I said, Baltimore Arena and, like, was there for that show, and when I tell you, like, and it was the return of fucking Mark Briscoe at that show, and they still couldn't use that because it was still tarped off. And still
even
trash.
Philly, I think the last time he went to Philly, they did Temple's Arena. I think it's the Leah Cora Center, and I don't even think they sold that out. And that's like a small arena compared to. They don't know their crowd. They think because it's Twitter, it sells out. It's like every social media thing. Oh yeah, Twitter's talking about it.
It'll be the main motherfuckers pirating shit. On, you think the motherfuckers buying paper? Buying the pay-per-view? Hell no, they ain't buying the fucking.
Hell no, I'm not.
It's time to start cutting. And it's crazy because, like, we're watching him become everything that he hated about Vince McMahon. He's gonna start making these cuts. He's gonna start letting people go. Not renewing contracts. Free him, please. Free buddy. There are some people that I can say free, but, like, you talked about Vince McMahon for making all these cuts, but a cut is a cut and a job loss is a job loss, whether it's planned or not, whether it's at the end of someone's contract or not. You're still like,
he literally did what he said he wasn't going to do after the pandemic. And meanwhile, WWE, even without creative man over gone doing most of the reigns, they understood, all right, we got to downsize a bit. We got to move. You know, we got to work smarter, not harder with the money we got.
Business is always business. Tony Khan is not a business.
He thinks because he got the money, I could just throw it out, whatever. Meanwhile, when you see Okada getting $4.5 million, Mercedes getting $4.5 million. It's like WWE fumble. It's like, not really. It's what do I look like paying this guy Roman Reigns money? If they're not going to do the terms that we asked for, even if it's just going to NXT,
Osprey don't even live here.
Look.
But you're
gonna pay him. I'm gonna tell you this much. Why would he pay him that? Why would you pay this money that much money to go down to NXT? Because you're gonna send Okada down to NXT first and foremost. Cause he don't even know where the fucking hard cam is at.
He found it on Wednesday though.
Yeah, he found it, but it took a time. It took a minute though. He's like, oh, that's where it is. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now, man. And it's that Osprey, and then I also look at it too. Like, you keep saying they fumbled. Have y'all seen Bron Breakker?
Incredible.
That's a fucking star right there. Trick Williams, a fucking star. Carmelo Hayes, a star. Like, they have stars. They have stars waiting in the wings down there.
The women.
Now they can call up. Man, Bron Breakker is having a time of.
That live here.
Bron Breakker is having a time of his fucking life right now. Like, this man playing to the crowd.
Just, man, you got the women. You got all those women down in NXT ready to come up.
All the women, too. You know, Tiffany Stratton. You know what I'm saying? You got Jada.
Roxanne coming up.
Roxanne coming up. I'm gonna tell you about Jada Parker. When she improves, she continue to improve because they continue the promos and wrestling all that shit. Nigga, what the fuck?
Even to you know what? I literally, you know what? I like the fact I always was cool with the old bring some of the vets down there to, you know, get these guys conditioned and, you know, show them the ropes. But I think you could tell there's communication there. There's synergy because it's like, all right. You got Baron working with certain people. Baron's there all the time. So he can see who's around, who's working, who's doing this and that. And he's probably one of those people. He makes those calls up to whoever he knows that in the E is like, hey, this guy's doing well, X, Y, Z. Becky going down there made me was like, you know, I was like, you know what? Becky is good for life to me. Because she didn't have to do it. But she went down there. She wrestled, damn near wrestled everybody. Won the title, gave it a little bit of heat, but like it wasn't. But yeah, but didn't do it on some like, oh, I wanted it. Look, no, I was like, nah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna wrestle Laya. I'm gonna wrestle Roxanne. I'm gonna wrestle XYZ, and now there's eyes on them, and those people when they're ready, they come up. They got at least 5 to 7 people they could call up by Stand and Deliver right now. You think they care about Okada? You think they care about?
And then you have to look at it too. Like
Osprey.
We know who Okada is. Mm-hmm. We know who Osprey is. But the average WWE fan, because they're such fucking homers, don't know who they are, right? Or they don't understand who they are. So again, you got opportunity to make a shitload of money at AEW, get your name, get your stock up, to then go back to WWE and be like, run me my money. They know who I am now. I built myself up. Run it. Jade, prime example. Went to AEW for a couple years. Floundered a little bit because there was no direction, which is, again, not her fault. And look at her now. Money. Yeah. Ain't even wrestled in one fucking Rumble match and got a fucking Super Bowl commercial. Fucking money. Print it. So, again, you're making all this money and, like, it's not hurting your stock to go over there for 2 or 3 years. Make $12 million and then be like, all right, WWE, I need a Roman Reigns check. And they can be like, let's talk. Probably not going to give you that, but let's talk. We'll get you close.
And the thing is with Okada, they could have made Okada into a fucking star. Like
and now they're
going to
bleed out. AEW's going to bleed out too. So like,
they're in the red. They're in the fucking red. They're in the red like a motherfucker. Like,
so yeah, sign Mercedes. Yeah, sign Okada. Yeah, sign Ospreay. And you're tanking it.
One thing Redacted said that makes so much sense. He was like, we're going to keep releasing these people. Go ahead and sign them. Take them. If you need some more, we'll give you some more.
It's like Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. I heard motherfuckers say they make holes. So okay, go ahead. Make another hole. Go sign them.
Yes.
Where are you at though?
And then what makes it even worse, they take the people that you lost, like Cody.
Make them better. And,
you know what? Let's get into this.
Ryan Pillman. Now, before we get into this. Look at Lexus King.
Took a minute to get there, but look at him.
Yeah, I know, Gabby, you was definitely off on him for a while, man.
It took a minute to get there, but I give props when props are due. I'm humble.
He's funny. He's hilarious.
It works. It works. That's all I can say is that it works. It took a minute to get there, but I think he's found his stride and it works now. So sure.
Yeah, yeah, Lex is motherfucking king. All right, man. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that was all right. So let's go into this week in wrestling, man.
I think we can get in this week in wrestling real quick.
Yes, sir.
Oh no, he peeped real quick.
I am the BEST.
Acknowledge me. Wrestling has more than one royal family.
Yo, I don't want to see that though.
Okay, this one,
you know what? I'm a fan.
you want this out. Get it off, man.
What blew my mind is wrestling this week is MJF beating the pen.
Lately, he just hasn't been very oozy.
Right now, NXT.
Anyway, Cody Rhodes, Jay Cargill, and CM Punk.
You know what David Zaslav calls me? One Bill Phil. That's because I am the one true, genuine article in a business full of counterfeit bucks.
Demon home, pussy. We out.
So, I want to start off with some of the funniest shit I've seen. My match of the week. Gunther versus Dominic. Oh, my God. Oh my God. Shout out to Dominic. You know, yeah, shout out to him too, because he got married this week, man. Congratulations, young dog. Yeah, he got married. Yeah. But boy, he got his ass whooped. Let me tell you how ridiculous this shit was. Gunther didn't even come out with a coat. No, he just left his coat in the back and just came out there.
Like, I'm ready to go.
Fuck it.
Like, let's get this shit over with.
Nah. Gunther is.
That was my match of the week, dog. Like, I love that match, man. I rewatched that shit like 7 times this week. I love that match. And then, like, just Gunther just whooping his ass, man, toying with him. Everything, man. I loved it. I fucking loved it, man. So we got that Drew McIntyre being Drew McIntyre still.
Drew is like,
hilarious. He's on a nice run.
Shout out to my guy Jeff on Twitter. He calls him a Kilt Chamberlain. I used to call him Backo Braveheart for a long time, but shout out to Drew, man. Drew is funny. Drew is a character.
Yeah, he's having fun.
Yeah, he really is, man. So Drew's doing that shit, man. Andrade made his debut against a returning Apollo Crews. Where the fuck that man been?
I don't know what Rock they found him.
He said he was selling CDs in the back.
Damn, you don't fuck with Listen, Apollo Crews, man.
I don't really have much of an issue with Apollo Crews, but I did go to that Vengeance at NXT with that stinker of a match against Carmelo Hayes when Carmelo Hayes had that bad 90 days. Oh yeah, me and Winston went there. It was not good. But you know.
Yeah, Melo.
He had that stretch.
Yeah, I would say that one, man.
Shout out to them mentioning other people's names.
Sting retiring.
You mentioned Sting retiring, of course, because you gotta respect it. And Andrade, when he was mentioned at La Sombra from CMLL, so they mentioned that as well. So shout out to them.
I mean, you see what happens when you ain't got no asshole there to try to run everything, you know, all that shit. But yeah, you know what I'm saying. So that happened. Cody cut his promo with Seth. Seth's like, yeah, I'm going to join you for this shit. So I got your back.
Got a lot of ass suit.
And I'm pretty sure that's going on right now. And I'm pretty sure that, Seth got some fucking crazy
ass.
That's
what Okada stole his suit from Seth.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. That shit is off the record.
No, it was on Taylor. It was on Taylor. They didn't even do the Taylor. He just took it off.
I literally said off of the rack. Yo, like, he literally bought that joint off of the rack. Oh, my. Like,
never mind. So, yeah.
That shit, bro.
Yeah. No, he didn't even go to Nordstrom. He went to Nordstrom rack.
He went to Jose Ben.
That's where he went.
He went to Express. He was
in the law. Nia Jax had a match with Becky Lynch. Liv Morgan came out there, fucked that up. So now we're getting Liv Morgan versus Nia Jax next week. I mean, Liv Morgan versus Becky Lynch. Excuse me. we're getting that next week. That's so fine. That. It'll be a good one. You know, Andrade B, Apollo. Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus Imperium. So I guess we're going that direction now. It's going to be Imperium versus Judgment Day.
Can they please just combine them damn titles?
Split them.
Please. You mean split them?
Split them. Yeah, something. They should. Or just have one tag team title and call it a day. Like, you don't need two brands. You know what I mean? Like, or whichever works. But, like, can we
do that? Because my thing is, when was the last time they've been on? What was the last time Judgment Day was on SmackDown?
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
They don't.
It might have been around, like, Batista, Survivor Series, or Royal Rumble, maybe? It's been a while. It hasn't been this year. It probably was, like, around Survivor Series, maybe.
I don't think it's been 2024.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sami Zayn beat Ivar. They're having a gauntlet match next week to see who's going to face Gunther at WrestleMania for the Intercontinental Championship. I'm thinking it's going to be Chad. I think Chad. I think it's going to be Chad Gable. Give him his moment there.
He deserves.
Yeah, he deserves it. And then we had the main event: Drew McIntyre versus Jey Uso. That was funny. Solo came out the crowd looking goofy as hell. And then here comes Cody running down there. Hey, man, Cody is John Cena 2.0 at this point. The way he just come out there and just be hamming it up and everything. He ran out there. He fought Solo to the back. Here comes Jimmy Uso. Jimmy Uso interfered, and Drew caught, you know, Jay with the Claymore. And, yeah, so Seth came out there to help out. Jay, like, ah, shit. And then Drew caught him with a Claymore and started yelling at him, like, you need to pay attention. Don't focus on him. Focus on me. Or this is going to happen again. And he's just yelling and shit and everything. I don't know, man. Drew, I need the title on Drew.
I think it's his chance.
Drew's just.
I mean, it's been long overdue. It's time. You know, because a lot of people are saying, when is he going to get his moment, being that, you know, what he did during the pandemic. So, I mean, he's shaping up. So I think he gets his moment. I do want to say, though, I know we talk about Monday Night Raw, but Nia Jax has been very enjoyable since she's came back. I don't know if it's just like she had the stench of just being like difficult. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it just wasn't good. I don't know if it was just a lot of her attitude. I don't know what it was. But since she's come back, she has been very, very, very good. So I appreciate that.
She's actually been a little safe, too.
No one's gotten hurt.
And they haven't used that as an angle yet. Yeah. Actually, no. She almost did like that week or two.
Yeah. But they didn't.
Almost popped an implant there. But, you know, we got away. She said, okay, we're good. I ain't going to do it again. And, you know, we've been here. So, shout out to her.
Hold on, my bad, man.
I wanted to say something so bad, but I wanted to be respectful to y'all show. Brother, this shirt is outrageous.
No, yes. Nigga, did you see the entrance? Yes. All this damn lightning, and then he's just standing there.
Bro, this man got an outrageous. Ooh, he cut off the sleeves again, Gabby. He cut off the sleeves again. He got on this fucking boo boo Goyard shirt.
I purposely turned it on tonight.
I was like, nah, I'm not doing this.
This is a nasty shirt with the same pants and shoes. And
I think the sunglasses are the same too.
On the Twitters, I'm sure it's on the Twitters.
Oh, and if Seth Rollins came out, popped up, he's dressed like Playboy Cardi right now. So I guess, you know, things are.
Oh yeah, I see it.
The earth is aligning as we speak, bro. Okay. Yo, that shirt is a great chance. Bro.
Oh,
how does he do this?
That's the worst one. And then here we go again.
I'll tell you, he got to do the Fat Joe Goosebump.
Nigga, this is a tuxedo top? What the fuck is this? Okay, you know
what? I'm going on. That shirt is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Goosebumps.
I'm getting back.
Goosebumps.
Nigga, that shirt's going to be goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
Who the fuck is styling? Is Fabulous styling this nigga or something? I don't know what the fuck is going on, bro. But let's go on to NXT, man.
He just like T-Pain during the Three Rings era.
Oh, my God. We got to go on. We got it.
You got that shirt from
Wisconsin. Okay, so we had NXT, Roadblock. The Asylum match with Dijak and Joe Gacy. Loved it. Joe Gacy's a mother. I like Joe Gacy. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a fan of Joe Gacy, but once he went full Mick Foley, I fuck with him. That man was over there doing Swanton Bomb, strapped up in a
straight jacket.
What the fuck he called him? Yeah, straight jacket. He doing Swanton Bombs and straight jacket on and shit. You know, so Dijak, that was a crazy ass match. Dijak won that one, but he said Joe Gacy earned his respect because that man wouldn't go down. He's the new Mick Foley. I like it. I like this angle for him. Brian Breaker and Baron Corbin beat the shit out of Chase U.
Expected.
Yeah, expected. JT Jane called them losers, all type of shit. Then she left. Your mans, Sean Spears.
Who mans?
Had his debut match. Gabby. Oh, Gabby loves Sean Spears.
That's a lie. Let's go back to the group chat. Didn't say I loved him. I said that he got busy in NXT and he had some great matches. But also, I didn't say Sean Spears did. Ty Dillinger. Gets my respect. But Sean Spears was trash.
Yeah, so I don't know what. This nigga. Yeah, Sean Spears got a fucking whole new gimmick now. Some shit. He's like a Batman villain, man. He cutting these promos and shit and everything. And then you know you got Ridge Holly. He's like, hit me, Ridge. Hit me with the chair. And then Ridge Holly. I don't know where the fuck that's about to go, but
it's gonna go somewhere because I mean I trust the process. I'm gonna trust the process on this.
So you know it'd be a good feud for him. Get that superhero Apollo Crews down there where you can see the future and shit. Had them two feud because that could be like a superhero versus supervillain match and everything. You know nothing. You laughing because you know it's true. You know it's true. Yes. You know that shit'll be fire. Man.
I feel like Mace.
He put the glasses on.
Come on.
Oh my god.
Shout out to Dijak too, man. Dijak probably the only cool cop in America right now.
Shit. Hell no. Fuck that nigga. Fuck him. He need to iron his damn coat. That bitch always wrinkled. Fuck him. All right. So Brooks Jensen got a match against Obafemi next week for the title. How do y'all feel about Obafemi? I'm not really a fan, but how do y'all feel about
I'm not feeling it.
They rushed it.
I'm not feeling them chants.
None of that shit. That hoop, all that shit. Niggas doing the Wakanda sand with these chanting and shit.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I'm not trying to knock him, but I don't. They put the title on him too quick. I don't like how they did that. And then they got him looking like he Ahmed Johnson. That shit is weird, bro. Like give him some feuds.
Nelson, did you just call this man a Nigerian Ahmed Johnson?
Who?
Yes.
Did you just call him the Nigerian Ahmed Johnson?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I did. Listen, man, you can't like. There's not everybody you could just hotshot the title to. And I'm not saying he's bad. I'm not putting an indictment on him at all.
Not saying that.
But like the way they hotshot the title on him, and then like he's cutting promos like as if he was doing a bunch of really good feuds. Like I'm like,
yeah, just like, the man. In these you streets, gotta
give
right?
him some type of credit, some type of get him to where he gets there.
Hey, man.
We'll have him looking like I'm a Johnson.
Hey, look. Put him in the ring with Brian Breaker. That should end up like that. Brian Breaker wanted to be a triple crown champion. But we ain't got to worry about that. We had a great angle. We had a heel turn. We had a nice heel turn. The Kabuki Warriors versus Lyra Valkyria and Tatum Paxley.
Great match.
Mm-hmm. The Kabuki Warriors went over. But Roxanne Perez come down there and beat the shit out of Lyra Valkyria and broke her arm, apparently. How y'all feel about a heel turn for Roxanne? Like, that's interesting.
I think the timing's interesting, but I like to see it. Why not?
I would welcome it. Yeah, she's like a little badass like anime character doing everything because she's just like so small. So it's like funny to watch, but I'm cool with it, you know?
Man, somebody told me they seen her many walking back. With two drinks in her hand, like she was like, "Let me get a little girl."
She was that small, like even how some people, like even on TV, like they're like, "Oh, you know, whatever." Yeah, they don't look that small. No, her even on TV and in person, I can imagine she looks small on TV in person. I'm like, this little ass girl with three drinks in her hand. It's like, oh, it's rocking. Okay, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, then Blair Davenport versus Fallon Henley. A returning Soul Rooker came. Fallon Henley went over. Cool. Shout out to Sol Rukasaw. She's probably going to feud with Blair Davenport. So that's going to be interesting. The No Quarter Catch Crew. I fucking hate that name, by the way. I really fucking hate that name. The No Quarter. They're in the ring celebrating their win and shit. And William Regal came out. Talked about the Heritage Cup and everything. You know, the prestige of it at all.
Him and his son.
But you know, they tried to play it like that wasn't his son. Like, man, you can look at the motherfucker and tell they
that's
can.
Clearly your child. That's like, let's not play this game.
And then, you know what I'm saying? And then Charlie was like, I'm gonna defend this better than you did. Like,
I'm curious to who he's gonna bring to fight his son, because he's obviously not gonna fight his son. He mentions about having a friend or having somebody. I'm curious who he's gonna bring.
All right, let's do
I don't know. I genuinely don't know, so I got nothing on you.
You know what? I'm trying to think. He said somebody that was close to him, somebody that mm-hmm. William Regal used to fuck with.
He hinted somebody's coming for him too, but I don't know. Yeah, I genuinely don't know who.
Who does Regal fuck with? That's still Russell.
I was gonna say it has to be someone new, because I mean his people are all.
Nah, that ain't gonna happen. I'm trying to think. I would laugh if it was just like Tajiri.
You know what?
1 week.
You know what?
I would allow it.
You know. No, you know who would have been perfect if he still worked there?
Yeah. Claudio. Yeah, but you know, Claudio got thumbtacked in his ass right now. So. What? Him and what's his name?
Bloody Man John Moxley.
The Bloody Plumber? Yeah, him and Wheeler Useless.
Yeah.
Yeah, all them.
Where the fuck is Wheeler?
Is like a swaggerless Steve Aoki. Like, they could be brothers if you cut his hair off.
Now that's the man who's over there selling that. Now that's the man who's selling CDs.
Wheeler Yuta is selling Honda car parts.
Well, shit, there it is. So then next week we're getting Lexus King versus Robert Stone.
That's good. Yeah,
that's gonna be funny.
I forgot Robert Stone's still there. I'll be forgetting about Robert Stone. Shout out to him.
And then we get the match, the main event, Carmelo Hayes versus Tony D'Angelo. Now, if you notice with his entrance, have y'all seen his entrance yet? Y'all didn't see.
I didn't see Tony D's new entrance. Actually, I'm not gonna lie.
I missed it. Yeah,
he got a new theme. It's kind of a menacing theme now. He had the red light on like Kane or some shit, man. Like they giving him that presentation. Like, yeah, this is our next champion. Like it's fucking obvious right now that he's gonna beat.
Ilya.
Well, he's gonna be Ilya. And you know, they did add somebody to the family too. Lawyer guy. So he's now part of that family too.
Lucas, yeah, yo, when he first came through, I was like, bro, who is this Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney wrestler? I like it. Just make him like a wrestling Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney and move forward. Like,
you are after my heart, because that is my game right now. I'm playing
one. But anyway, that's what he looks like. I'm like, when they show up, who is this Phoenix Wright motherfucker on my screen? Who is this?
Hey, look! When he fought Dyke, when he got his ass whooped by Dijak last week, man, that man stood 10 toes in that shit, man. So happened. That happened and everything. So Tony D, like, yeah, you in here now. Speaking of Carmelo Hayes, first off, who the fuck was the security that he had, dog? And why did they keep dressed like a fucking anime character, man? I'm getting tired of that shit.
Why not?
Yeah, he got the whole white big suit on, coat on with a shirt,
I'd rather him wear that than those terrible baseball jerseys when he first came in. So it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah,
he definitely getting them DH gay jerseys.
I got you. He's shopping on Boohoo, man. That's where he's shopping.
Nah, bro. I don't know if he ain't swerve or shopping from the same store, but I'm glad they not know. I'm glad he stops.
No, we not doing them like that. I can't do Carmelo.
That Mamba jersey and that Boondocks jersey definitely came from the same Etsy shop. I'm convinced. That was nasty.
That nigga had a All right. What? So because you're right.
But I didn't want to agree with myself when I saw it, but I had to live with the fact that, like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. You gotta dress better.
Well, anyway, Tony D'Angelo went over in 11 minutes. His finisher is actually kind of fire now too. It's just not a fucking fisherman suplex now. He picked him up.
Yeah, I saw that. He fucked Carmelo up
with that one. I'm like, damn. So I'm like, all right, cool. So then he like, no, I got a surprise for you, and here came Trick Williams, crazy. And the crowd went fucking crazy for Trick Williams. That man is
shout out the Trick man.
I mean, he did. I mean, he was whooping everybody ass. He didn't punch nobody. He didn't really connect with any of the shit, but he went crazy in that motherfucking ring. But so Standard Deliver is pretty much being fleshed out right now. We do have Carmelo versus Trick, and we're gonna do Ilya versus Tony D'Angelo. And like I said, everybody great to push Tony D'Angelo to the moon. Yes. He's gotten better in the ring. He's actually more in shape now. You know, he paid his dues, man. I mean, shit, it's about time. He's been down there for a minute. Mm-hmm. He's like one of the pillars. He like one of the pillars of that NXT revival.
I'm gonna say that. Yeah, he looks a lot better physically. The promos were okay to me, but I was like, all right, cool. Like, I understand where he's trying to go with it, but I feel like he depended too much on it. But when it got to in ring, he does look a lot better. I will definitely. He was
so still in ring at first.
It was horrible at first, but he's gotten a lot better though. So shout out to Tony D. I guess it's his time, man. Because I mean, everybody's got their time. Ilya has his time. Melo had his time. Trick about to get his time. Braun got his. You know, Braun's gone. Braun got his time. So who's next up? And I mean, it's
the only one that didn't win a title. Because like we're talking about the four main people that was in that that War Games match. It was Tony Braun, D. Mello. It was Braun. It was Melo.
Yeah.
And Grayson Waller. Yeah. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just give it to Tony D, man. I think Stax is whatever the fuck. Like, yeah. The heel turn is coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. And, you know, and I guess when Ilya dropped this shit, you're going to have a rematch with him. And then, shit, they're going to call Ilya. I think Ilya's going to be called up by SummerSlam. I got a feeling. Because,
yeah,
he done everything he could down there, man. Might as well call that man up and get it going and shit. We already talked about AEW.
I seen the numbers.
I fell asleep on it. I tried.
Okay, so I'm gonna say this. Have y'all noticed how promo heavy this episode was?
From what I saw, because I missed it. Like I said, I was doing a bunch of stuff. I'm not gonna lie. But from what I saw, like how the order of everything went, I'm like, there's a lot of promos in here. Like a lot.
That WWE writer they hired, right. Peppermint.
Because you're right.
Yeah. Sasha Banks personal.
Yeah, writer. There was a lot. I saw there was a lot of promos when stuff dips.
Here's the thing where I tell you, like, it was straight WWE. Swerve come out there in ring gear. Samoa Joe come out there in ring gear. Then here comes the Undisputed Kingdom. And they're like, no, we're going to arrest you next week. And then Tony Schiavone,
Ski
of War. You know what I'm saying? He's like, hey, well.
I know, I remember.
That's what Jericho used to call him. So they're like, you know, oh, I heard from Tony Khan. This match is going to happen right now. That's some WWE shit.
Yeah.
And nobody pointed that out. That's some straight WWE shit.
It wasn't hidden. And then, of course, like, it was par for the course. Instead of it for me being promo heavy, it's the Swerve, Samoa Joe, they didn't do anything, Kyle Fletcher, Will Ospreay, that last 15 minutes ain't do nothing. And then we had the one women's match and a promo, and then that was it. Yeah. Par for the course. Typical thing. I think the first 15 minutes was big because they just showed Sting's promo, and I think they showed Sting's promo.
It was like 15.
Yeah, they
like 15,
showed,
like
they 15 pretty much minutes. Showed, you know, it's what happened, Sting's promo, and then that was it. And then after that, phew. And you see Okada shaking hands and smiling.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here.
All that shit, man. So.
I feel bad, man. They had, real quick, I'm sorry. They had Okada out there like El Duque Hernandez when he got signed to the Yankees talking about baseball's been very, very good to me. I'm like, it's Okada, brother. Like, this is... I don't even watch New Japan like that. And I understand the magnitude of Kazuchika Okada.
Right.
I even say his name correctly. And this is how y'all treat him? This is what you do with this man? Oh, man.
You know what's crazy? And y'all gonna look at me like I'm crazy. I oddly like this Young Bucks direction. Like, I oddly like this team. It's ridiculous. It's goofy as shit. It's ridiculous. It's just... It's carny as fuck, man. I know, Gab, you looking at me like that. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Then you raise the eyebrow at me, too. Okay, Rock. No, man, it's just something goofy about that shit, man. They're trying to act like redacted.
Man,
it's
Chris Kanan goofy, is man. Looking just, down at them in goofy. Disgust. I'm sorry, next time. I'm sorry, Gabby. I'm sorry. That's
you're not
what
wrong.
I'm, listen, if I'm wrong, just tell
you're
me.
Not wrong.
I will.
You're not wrong.
I will. You know what I mean?
You're not wrong.
Chris Kanan ain't training off of this, man. Christ. But you know,
no, he did. He definitely didn't. He definitely didn't. I don't know what's going on.
AEW is couch records after the Cameron and 50 beef, acting like they were major. So. This is what happens.
Jesus Christ! Yeah,
this is what happens.
Yeah.
This is what comes with it.
Yeah,
you want to be WCW and play with the big boys? Pause.
So, and then you know, next week we have AEW Big Business. We got fucking what's the name of that shit? Samoa Joe is going against fucking This is weird as hell to me. It's going against Wardlow for the title next week.
I guess.
Damn.
You gotta have a piss break match somewhere.
Shit, the whole this shit that might be the piss break match.
Wardlow.
The whole the goddamn
Wardlow's
show.
Fall from grace was is crazy. That what
should be said to you.
Like he did all that to lose the title to Christian.
That should be said to you.
And then get beat down by a Puerto Rican dinosaur.
Come on, man.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Hold up. Speaking of Christian, Matt Menard got his ass whooped by a kill switch, whatever. So, you know, Daniel Garcia tried to come out there. He got his ass whooped. And here comes returning the Cope Man is here.
Yep.
Adam Copeland. He's here. So I guess they're going to have a match, I Quit match in Toronto. So if anybody's
Canada.
Excited.
Makes
for
sense,
that.
Canada. Okay. Yeah. They do it every time. Every time at Canada, every time they do a Canada tour, they have to bring out your Canadian. So that checks out. I'm sure Chris Jericho end up with the match to them now there too.
Oh, no. Chris Jericho attaching himself to Hook. So yeah, there you go.
I literally put in the group chat, I was like, please don't let him ruin Hook.
Yeah, he attached himself to Hook. Nah, man. He came out there to save Hook when he was getting jumped by against Agony or some shit. Jericho locked in for 10 years, nigga. So
he should be locked in for more years, but that's another discussion for another day. Edge and Christian, I quit. Yeah, whoop-de-doo. It's Toronto.
I'll tune in. I'll watch that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a glutton. For punishment anyway.
That's not like
Mercedes, quote unquote, supposed to be debuting next week. But you know, there's no fanfare, there's no hints or nothing like. Well, there's a couple of hints out there, but I think her debut is gonna be a vignette.
They don't care. They don't care either.
Yeah, she don't care. She like.
She don't care. We don't care. No one cares at this point. Like, yo, like again, the check clear.
The only thing she cares about is whatever month of the day AEW's payroll comes in. That's the thing she cares about.
I can't wait to see her versus Anna Jay.
Or her versus.
Can't wait for her versus Abaddon. It's going to be a banger.
Her versus.
Abaddon versus Julia Hart. Abaddon versus too?
Oh, shit. Halloween.
They're going to call Sonny Kiss the Russell's Mercedes. Watch.
Hey, man. No. Oh, Sonny Kiss is in
good.
I think he's in
good.
Yeah, he's in impact. Great. She's an impact. They ain't doing nothing with her either. Don't
I mean,
fuck,
listen,
stuff.
Would
they
I rather be a kid at TNA or AEW?
She getting a check.
I might have to take that TNA route. Then again, I'm not sure about that. But yeah, she going to wrestle Serena Deeb, Anna Jay, Abaddon on Halloween.
Can't wait to see her versus Red Velvet. 5 stars. the fuck out of here. Herb versus Kiera Hogan. I want to see that though.
That is not happening. If it is though, she's definitely dropping a leg on that motherfucker.
The way you stepped up and yelled, oh, that's not. The guy triggered you. My bad.
I'm like, nigga, they might be doing. They might be really trying to kill.
They not low. They not low that Sammy Guevara special.
No, she gonna get. No, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. Kiera Hogan gonna get released. She's gonna get
her contract will not be renewed, even though it just got signed. No, she just signed one like last year.
Oh, she did.
Like literally, I want to say in the fall.
Oh, that's all right. She'll Mercedes or Russell Thunder.
Her check on clear, don't matter. Her and her
Mercedes will wrestle on Thunder Rosa the week of Cinco de Mayo, and then every, you know, it'll all work out.
That's gonna be
a bring Diamante right out, call it a day.
Nah, they're gonna bring Diamante out for Forbidden Door because I think that's the week of the Puerto Rican Day Parade. They're not slick.
They ain't slick. They ain't low.
Nah, I don't know what's what Sunday they're doing Forbidden Door because Puerto Rican Day Parade is usually the second Sunday of
Like,
yo, Tony Khan is not low, man. I see what he's trying to. Bro, he wants
he's
to.
He's not. Nah, like,
he want Mercedes versus Sky Blue. Oh, man. Same, look at this. Like, come on, bro.
We have a great match for you guys. We have Mercedes Moné going against Rebel.
Oh, you want me to do.
Hold on. And on that note, I'm leaving.
You want me to do my Excalibur voice?
This has been fun.
Time oh, it's Mercedes versus Sky Blue. What was it? No, not mine. Bruh.
And on that note, man, that was this week in wrestling. Cody and them accepted the Rock's challenge, man. Rock came out there with a nasty air shirt on. Bianca's teasing a heel turn.
Finally.
Yeah, she's teasing a heel turn. So got all that going, man. And we will see y'all next week, man. This was fun. We laugh at all the AEW's bullshit. So hey, give them the we'll see y'all next week.
Excuse me.
I was gonna do. Gabby used to always do this shit. But then I seen P. Diddy and
okay, do it. I'm here, so.
There it is. So yeah, we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Mid Carters and Catering, a weekly podcast focused on pro wrestling. Mid Carters and Catering is produced by Amir Johnson, written, researched, and hosted by Amir Johnson and Anthony Page. Original score by Justin Montizzi Ward and Aaron A. Train Fuller. Mid Carters and Catering podcast is powered by the MKU Network. Mid Carters and Catering Patreon is now open. Please join and subscribe for only $3. We have exclusive premium content, Turner Truthers, Icon, Mid Carters and Catering Patreon. Don't forget to subscribe. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram.